Chapter 59. When Inspector Grubelaar lowered his teacup, there was a white scum of cream on the tips of his moustache. He licked it off carefully and looked across at Sergeant Hugo. "Who have we got next?" he asked, and Hugo consulted his notebook. "Philemon Nagabai." He read out the name, and Grubelaar sighed. "Number 48, only 16 more." The single smeary fingerprint on the fragment of glass from the gold container had been examined by the fingerprint department. They had provided a list of 64 names, any one of which might be the owner of that print. Each of them had to be interrogated. It was a lengthy and so far unrewarding labour. "What do we know about friend Philemon?" Grubelaar asked. "He is approximately 40 years old," said the sergeant. "A Shangaan from Mozambique. Height 5'7.5", weight 146 pounds. Crippled right leg. Two previous convictions. 1956, 60 days for bicycle theft. 1962, 90 days for stealing a camera from a parked car." Hugo read from the file. "At 146 pounds, I don't see him breaking many necks. But send him in, let's talk to him," Grubelaar suggested, and dunked his moustache in the teacup again. Hugo nodded to the African sergeant, and he opened the door to admit Crooked Leg and his escort of an African constable. They advanced to the desk, at which the two detectives sat in their shirt sleeves. No one spoke. The two interrogators subjected him to a calculated and silent scrutiny to set him at as great a disadvantage as possible. Grubelaar prided himself on being able to sniff out a guilty conscience at 50 paces, and Philemon Nagabai reeked of guilt. He could not stand still. He was sweating heavily, and his eyes darted from floor to ceiling. He was guilty as hell, but not necessarily of murder. Grubelaar did not feel the slightest confidence as he shook his head sorrowfully and asked, "Why did you do it, Philemon? We have found the marks of your hand on the gold bottle." The effect on Crooked Leg was instantaneous and dramatic. His lips parted and began to tremble. Saliva dribbled onto his chin. His eyes, for the first time, fixed on Grubelaar's face, wide and staring. "Hello, hello," Grubelaar thought, straightening in his chair, coming completely alert. He sensed Hugo's quickening interest beside him. "You know what they do to people who kill, Philemon? They take them away to..." Grubelaar did not have an opportunity to finish. With a howl, Crooked Leg darted for the door. His crippled gait was deceptive. He was fast as a ferret. He had the door open before the Bantu sergeant collared him and dragged him, gibbering and struggling, back into the room. "The gold, but not the man. I did not kill the Portuguese," he babbled. And Grubelaar and Hugo exchanged glances. "Pay dirt," Hugo exclaimed with deep satisfaction. "Bullseye," agreed Grubelaar, and smiled. A rare and fleeting occurrence.